something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
And she poured out. I want you to notice the terms. She poured out. Now we know it's the oil that's in context here. But the Bible says she poured out. Doesn't say she poured the oil. But it's the oil. Come on here. Are you still here? You know the Bible says the scriptures have been written by words chosen of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. She poured out. Verse 6. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. It stopped flowing. It stopped flowing. When they said, well, we don't have any more vessels. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, oh, this is beautiful. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt. And leave thou and thy children up the rest. She became a distributor overnight. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this. Number one. Let's follow the steps. The first thing she did when she realized she had a problem, she went to the man of God and she told him the truth. She didn't say, there's a man troubling us. He wants to take my two sons, like some people would say. She was clear about the problem. She said, the creditor, in other words, were owing him. She said, there's a man coming to trouble us. Sometimes, you know, people tell you what problem they have and they don't tell you the truth. They say the landlord has been disturbing us, but they never tell you we didn't pay him, we're owing him. They don't tell you that. So the man is very wicked, always troubling us. Did you pay? She didn't hide the truth. She told him the truth. She went to the man of God. She told him all the truth. Then the second thing was, she recognized the oil. She could have said, I don't have nothing in the house except the furniture. She could have said, well, I don't have anything. She could have picked on anything else. But the oil was important to her. And you all know that the oil is very, very symbolic. It means something. It's symbolic of the spirit. And the woman said, I don't have nothing but the oil. I got a pot of oil in the house. Now, where you are in your life, what is it you have? Do you have that oil? If you don't think you have anything in this life, have the oil. Praise God. Do you hear me say, have the oil? Have the oil. If you don't have anything else, have the oil. That will change things. Praise God. The oil will change things. Now, look at this. She recognized the oil as an important asset. She said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. She recognized that oil as a very important asset. She didn't say, I don't have anything. She said, I have a pot of oil. That's a great asset. That's all I have. That's what I got. She was definite. She was clear about it. To her, that was important. The third thing was, the man of God gave her instructions and she acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on them without questions. In a lot of times, we ask stupid questions. We want the instruction to be clearer. We want to rationalize it. We want to be sure that it makes sense. You know, it's got to make sense to us. So we ask stupid questions. What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? Hallelujah. She acted on the word of the man of God. Oh, this is beautiful. You know, when you study God's word and you put the word to work, you get the same results that they got. That's the truth about the word of God. You get the same results. Now, I can understand people who think the word of God doesn't work today like it used to, you know. But it still works. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. She acted on the word of the man of God. The fourth thing was, now based on the instructions, we notice she shut herself and family in and poured. Now notice the Bible says she poured. She shut herself in. She shut the family in. Because this was something holy. Hallelujah. This was something holy. God said, do it. God said, shut yourself in and pour. Pour into the vessels. So she shut them in and began to pour into the vessels. There's a time to shut yourself in. Why did God say shut yourself in? There's a time for it. When you want to pour like that, you've got to shut yourself in. Hallelujah. Oh, this is very, very important. Make sure you get it tonight. All right. They got many vessels. They brought empty vessels. The prophet said, go find empty vessels, as many as you can get, and bring them in. And when you get them in, pour into them. And, of course, we know he was talking about the oil. And she began to pour into these vessels. And when one was full, she set it aside and poured in the next. When that was full, she set it aside and did the same thing until they were all full. And the oil, listen, she only had a pot of oil. Understand that miracle. She only had a pot of oil, and that oil will keep flowing until there's no place to flow into. From one pot, she had several others full. What is the message that God's given to us? What is the message for the New Testament man or woman? What is it that God is getting across to his children? I'll tell you. Number one, God wants you to be definite about your challenges. You've got to be very definite about your challenges. You've got to be definite about your needs. You've got to be definite. You know, I asked someone one time, she said, pray for me. I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, all over my body. She said, I've got pains all over my body. Just pray, everything. I said, well, what exactly? Now, it's difficult for certain people to know. I know that sometimes there are people who've got pains all over their bodies, but there are those who just want you to just pray. So I said, well, just pray that God will, just pray for me. Just pray. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul.
I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.